This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Veronica Mosey. Check it out, share it around with friends. We got a guy in a long distance relationship, a girl who wants to know how to turn down a dude, and a guy has a little bit of a virginity issue. Check it out. The J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. It feathers my nuts every time I get a Snapchat or an email from people saying they just got involved from a friend or a coworker, or and then the people that are like, I've been listening since day one, like that even boils my beans. So it really gets me going to see all the great feedback. Thank you guys again. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling one friend. We are the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. It's coming up. Internship season is upon us. And listen, if you're a post-grad at work, you're right now nodding your head. You're like, yeah, man, a lot of dead hours. And you got to fill them up. Let J-Train, Papa JT, fill up the crevice that is the open part of your day. Let me help you out. Help out a friend. Share it with somebody. And keep sending me those Snapchats. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. I love when you send me you listening. It really gets at me. And I'm super pumped about today's guest. So funny. Awesome comic, Veronica Mosey. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So excited to have you on.
Thank you.
You guys can find Veronica on Twitter at Veronica Mosey. Also, veronicamosey.com. I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar this Saturday. This comes out on Friday. I'm pumped to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Let's rock and roll.
Well, we met, we locked eyes. We locked eyes, and I love you. You were super. We met at Gotham Comedy Club, yep. And you were crushing, hilarious. The place burned to the ground. Gotham doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. It was amazing.
But I wanted to bring you on because it's super funny. But also, I love perspective.
Okay.
And you're a mother.
I'm a mother.
That's like, and this is. I think you're our first. Mother, on the podcast.
Do I count as a MILF?
Yes.
Yay!
You're going to MILF the fuck out of this.
I'm going to MILF the fuck.
Yeah, you're MILF.
You guys are going to have a cup of MILF.
Yeah, you're going to get a big load of MILF on your face from this episode. So I'm super pumped to have you on, because I think this will be great to get a motherly approach.
Yes, because now that I'm a mom, all I do is talk like this and care about my child's nutrition.
Yes.
So I can help all the children of the J Train.
Yes. And give judgy looks to other women.
Incredible
and their children.
Judgy looks, yes.
Is it weird? How's it been being a mother and a comedian?
It's fucking horrible.
Because we got a lot of younger listeners.
No, listen, here's the thing. Look, I didn't have a kid till I was 41. So that's, you have to understand.
You waited it out.
I did. I partied my ass off in New York City most of my
life. That was the other thing too. Like, you know, I could tell, I was like, Veronica, she's seen some days.
I have seen some days. I'm very lucky. I only
days
have
stands
one
for dicks.
Kid, but
you know, like
lots of dicks.
A lot of dicks.
This is the thing. Every time I'm in this position now, it's weird because I'm 43 and I, you know, like I said, I partied my ass off. So now I'm a mom. So every time, like, I just feel like I wiped out kind of my cool past. Like every time a mom says, "Did you read my mommy blog?" I just want to yell out, "I've done cocaine, okay?" I was somebody. Do you understand me?
It's not over.
It's not over. It's not that I still don't do cocaine. Yeah. It's just, you know, that's
just
only
off the baby's head.
That's
now,
a hit in the morning. Yeah. I got to wake up somehow.
Coffee just doesn't get you. Listen, I'm so pumped to have you on. Everyone should go get involved with Veronica. She's super funny, awesome comic. At Veronica Mosey, veronicamosey.com. We're going to get into the emails. Let's do this.
Okay.
I just want to, before we get started, I want to thank the guy. I went to Thomas College last week. I flew on a Coke can to get to
with a rubber band in the front,
literally
on a propeller.
It was they asked you your weight before you got on, and then I'm looking at this woman like, I don't think you weigh that little, you know. Like, so I'm like, and I'm a nervous flyer, and it was a 9-passenger plane.
That's
and,
insane.
And I went to Thomas College in Waterville, Maine, and I gotta say thank you. Their listeners came out from other schools. So that means a lot to me. Guys, keep sending these emails. We're going to get to the emails. JTrain Comedy. JTrain. That's my way. I'm super fucking all over the place. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending them in. Keep telling your friends. Let's go to this email. I like this one. It's long distance relationship.
Wrong.
Have you ever done long distance?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No.
It's too tough.
It's too hard. How long have they been together? What's the deal?
My girlfriend and I have been dating for about 6 months, and she's about to go off to a Big 12 school while I'm home at community college 3 hours away. This sounds like...
She's going to college.
That sentence just made me less wet, and I'm not even a chick.
I have no girl boner whatsoever.
No girl boner. I went to university this past semester, but rushed and fucked my grades up. So now I'm staying home through my sophomore year, rest of the semester and next year. But ironically, I actually plan on attending the same school she's going to. And he puts in parentheses, no, I'm not following her. Yes, you are a little bit.
Totally.
We were wondering about the whole long distance thing, and I've been asking some people at the school she's going to about if they think it's possible to work.
No.
That's a weird question to ask.
So she's
the people
just going
the school.
To school, starting.
She's going to go to a Big 12 school. I don't know. He doesn't say. Yeah, a girl I'm friends with who will probably end up being her sorority sister says we'll work out. But I want your opinion. Last semester, I was the one douchebag and got girls to cheat on their boyfriends all the time. And I'm worried about this. This is about to be karma for me.
Ah, yeah.
Even though it's only 3 hours away, I'm skeptical. Any and all advice will be great, even if this doesn't make the podcast. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. So what do you think?
I think get some community puss. That's what you have to do. I would just stay in the area, meet a couple chicks at a local mall.
Yeah.
And see what happens. I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to work out.
Community Puss is a great t-shirt. I want a t-shirt that says Community Puss across the front and then like a bear cat, like a cat, you know, on the front.
I just feel like, no, I mean, in all honesty, I think that, first of all, you're going to college. She's going away to school. It's awesome. She's not going to want to be that one chick who's home. Like, I'm waiting for a call from, what's his name?
We don't do names here.
From Ted. Let's say his name is Ted.
I totally agree with you. I think it's funny that he asked people at the school, like,
he's like, how much sex happens here is what I really want to know.
Every guy is just like licking his lips as he's saying it, like, oh yeah, she'll be good with us. Don't worry, leave.
I think it's impossible. Sorry.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is you don't want to be the way he sets up this email, she's going to say, no, we're going to be fine. We're going to be good. Because she's going to believe that. But we know.
All it
this
takes is one person to go, what school does your boyfriend go to?
Yeah. And she's like, DeVry?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to rag on community college. It's totally fine. I'm just saying, like, this is a different experience because he's probably living home or close to his parents.
Yeah.
And she is off gallivanting, sucking dick. So that's what's going to happen for her.
There's a lot of new dicks on the horizon for her. Here's the other thing. You don't want to need someone more than they need you.
Totally.
And this situation is exactly where he's in because right now... He's needy. And also, she's now become his weekends. She's
right.
His weekend planner. He's saying, well, I'll come to the... Because she's never coming to him. She's not going to the community college to go party. Everything is now... She is now the fun breadwinner.
Yeah.
And that's not really a hot position for a dude to be in. If I'm this guy... I get my shit together. I go to community college. I get my grades up. I take in whatever community puss comes across my radar. And you know what? Let a cage bird fly. Let her go see how horrible all these other guys are at the school. Because she's going to go. I know how I'd play it with her. It's exactly what you're saying. Like, if I met her at a party, I'd be like, what's going on? Like, what, you know, if we started talking.
I have a boyfriend.
Well, let's do a little J-Train theater.
Okay,
we do this every now and again.
I love it.
We do this every now and again on the podcast. So,
okay, so are we making she's a nice person? Or
she's a nice person.
Nice person.
And
okay.
I'm Joe Boner.
Okay, got it.
Coming to get his dick
you got
sucked.
It.
So,
and
ready?
Scene.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Joe Boner.
Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. I'm Marianne.
Marianne, it's nice to meet you. Oh, this party's awesome, huh?
Yeah, it's great. I wish my boyfriend were here.
Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, where does he go? Does he go to school here? Is he in this fraternity? He must be a good dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He lives about 3 hours away.
Oh.
And he goes, he's just working things out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Can I suck your dick?
Yes. Right now? Oh, yeah. This is a private tuition school.
Yeah, perfect.
Dick.
Okay, great.
Good. End scene. See,
yay.
This is. But this is exactly like the conversation that she's gonna have a million times. Is then he's back at school.
Well, plus
community
he'll be like the guy. Remember being when I was, you know, I went away to school, and when the person comes in who's the visitor, everybody's like, oh, Ted's here again.
Yeah.
Like it's just like weird because you don't have the experiences that. You don't experience anything together.
Yes.
Like with all of her friends.
Totally.
I mean, they're all going to be nice and stuff, but at the end of the day, I don't know. I agree. I think just, yeah, get your shit
well,
together.
Well, I think the only way he gets himself into a power position is to say, hey, because right now he's.
Right. Can we just stop for a second?
Sure.
We've only been, they've only been going out for 6 months. Can we just talk about this for a second?
Yeah,
this
mean,
is like,
it's
not
be okay.
Like somebody's been together for 5 years.
I hear
like,
it.
Oh, he's going to grad school and I'm going to get my doctorate over. It's like, this is fucking the beginning of nothing.
Well, I agree. I just think that, how does he set himself up for future blowjobs? And that's what we are here for. And I think the way he sets himself up is to say to her, listen, you're going off to school. Let's have fun now while you're here. You go off to school. I think we should let you have your freshman year or your sophomore year or whatever it is. And then when I come in, we'll see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know if I go to the same school, though.
Yeah.
Unless he says he's not following her, but I'm not sure about that, dearie.
Well, that's
sure.
The thing. That's the other thing that comes to mind. Even as much as he says he's not following her, nobody believes that fucking story.
Nobody believes it.
Maybe he believes it. Maybe it's the truth. But no one believes that fucking narrative because we're all like, oh, yeah, right? And then we look at the chick. We're like, oh, she's much hotter than you. Yeah, I've done much more life-altering things because of my penis than go to one school. You know?
Like, I've done tons of life-altering things because of your penis.
Hey, this is what it does to people. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails over here with Veronica Mosey at Veronica Mosey, VeronicaMosey.com. I like this email. Dating girl making six figs. I'm a graduate
student. How many figs is he making?
It doesn't sound good. That means not six figs if you're saying that. I'm a graduate student and recently met this dime that is a couple years older than me and has a job where she's making six figures. Naturally, I really enjoy everything about her. Like naturally. Oh, yeah, six figs. I have a year left in grad school and she's mentioned that I should look for jobs near where she is going to be when I graduate. But the area she's in isn't known for having great jobs for my field. What should I do? Also, just started listening to the podcast. I'll definitely keep listening. Well, thanks, man. What do you think?
Congratulations, first of all. That's
congratulations.
Wonderful. You're going to grad school. You met an older chick.
That rich vag he's got himself in.
Yeah, rich vag.
For whatever reason, I imagine him as like Scrooge McDuck diving into the money thing. You remember that visual? Scrooge McDuck just diving into the money pit every time this guy goes down on this girl.
Yeah. I mean, is she paying for everything? That's what I mean. Does it sound like that? It doesn't seem like she's paying for
I think
for
it's
everything.
More of a confidence thing.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, if you, you know,
you're
a strong woman. Mm-hmm. If you have ever dealt with a guy where you're like, I'm the alpha in this?
I'm married to one. That's unfortunate. Yes. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my husband about like 40% of the time. But
perfect.
It's
that's
no,
more than
sure.
A lot of people.
It is definitely hard when you're the person who works more or you get more attention and things like that. I feel
what's the best way, you know, what attracts you to a guy when you're in that situation?
I mean, a lot of times women in that situation, they want to help out. They see someone's potential and they say, oh, this is great. But she could also see just young cock. Like,
yes.
She could just be like, this guy's
young
dick
cock
is
on
amazing.
The horizon.
I'll take it. So I don't know. It depends upon what her. I mean, it sounds like she wants him to work in the area. So she obviously likes him. But is he just, if he's just intimidated by how much money she makes, it depends upon how she feels about the situation, because
he sees it as a big part of her character. Her, like, if he was writing the character of her in a movie, this is the first thing he put in the script, is that she makes a lot of money,
right?
You know, so it obviously matters to him.
I think if he makes more money, or if she makes more money than he does, and she's paying for everything,
yeah,
it's going to become a very bitter situation for the woman.
Because
eventually she's going to say, "I want someone who." But if he constantly makes the effort to offer to pay,
yeah,
like, sorry, I'm still out there, like, millennials, you got to pay for shit. I'm serious. Throw it down.
Because here's what I see in this, and what he'll end up doing, I think, with, like, career and relationships, like, when you know, career, what you're striving towards, and, like, you know, the person that you're with, the minute you don't go for the thing that's in front of you that is the best case is the minute you start blaming other people.
Very true.
Really it is your decision. She's just giving him options, but he's feeling like, oh, there's a lot of emotion in these options. He's got to go direct towards the job.
Yes.
And then the rest will work out. If you're meant to be, it's going to work out because you guys will do the work.
I mean, unless he's majoring in, like, African feminist studies. More also, than likely, he's going to have some sort of position, which is going to be lucrative eventually.
I do believe that the reason she's into him, like, he's put her on a pedestal because of this, the money that she's making.
And she probably likes his brains.
She likes the fact that he's motivated.
Yes.
Motivated guys, I think, are very hot to women.
Very hot.
That's like you can get over a lot of inadequacies because of your motivation and, like, the motor that you have within you.
Yeah, it's like the woman you see, like, a really gorgeous woman with not a very attractive guy. There's always something he has, whether it's a great personality, he's very funny, he's very kind to her, and he takes care of her. That's amazing. What happens.
It's amazing that you don't see the other side.
No, you're not very often.
You don't see the big fat woman.
No.
With the gorgeous hunky dude.
Never. You never see, like, I always say it's funny when a guy's like, a woman will say, well, I'm dating the guy. He's like, you know, he's big. He's just kind of like a bear, you know? But you never see a guy be like, I just like her because she's like a bear.
Yeah.
And it's great.
She's
like
so a big, cute.
No, like, she's a whale. Like, yeah. She's a huge whale.
Just a cuddly whale. Yeah, that's what I'm hooking up with. Well, that's the thing. And that's why he's in his head. He's putting on her what men look for.
Right.
He's saying, well, she makes a ton of money. She can't be into me. No, she's into you for women's reasons.
That's right. That's right.
She's into you.
You're obviously meeting her needs somehow, so I would just stick it out.
Well, this is why I'm saying, like, if he doesn't go for the job and he goes for her, that's kind of going against probably the reason that she's with him right now.
It could be.
So if he goes towards the job and the better career, she's going to be ultimately into that.
I think so, too.
And if he doesn't do that, he's going to lose that little thing in him that guys can't understand. It's that same, you know, we can't understand it because we're not with the fat woman with the big good personality.
Right.
And I'm a supermodel. And, you know, like, you see that every fucking day.
Yep.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Veronica Mosey @VeronicaMosey. VeronicaMosey.com. I like this one. Lose it or nah. Hey, JTrain. Longtime fan and listener. I've emailed in the past and your advice has been helpful despite being brutal. I think you read my last email on the podcast and you called me a pussy. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, man, come here for your medicine. Let Papa JT put it down smooth. Anyways, in hopes of a more sagely and
Jewish... Do you want me to cut that out?
No, I want you. I want that in.
Okay.
I want that to be the new intro.
I like that you asked if you should cut it.
No, keep that. Let me say it again. Let Papa JT take it down smooth.
Oh, that was better. Okay.
Yeah, that was better. Put that one in for the one that we cut out. anyways, here more sagely advice. Here's my dilemma. My freshman year is winding to a close, and I'm still a virgin. I know, what a boner. Well, actually, it's not a boner.
It's not a boner.
It's a flaccid. Matter of fact, I can't believe this pussy wrote in again. No, I'm I'm fucking around.
Be nice.
Matter of fact is I'm a little bit old-fashioned, just haven't been able to pull it off. It's become pretty universally known among my fraternity and close friends that I haven't lost it, to the point where other people are making it their business. As a result, I have recently met this older sorority girl, a 775-ish. We have a rating system here on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
It's the area code method, face, body, personality.
Okay.
Guys or girls can use it. This is not exclusive to men. So face 7, body 7, 5 personality.
Okay.
okay, who has a slight, and by slight, I mean pretty big, sluttish rep, who has told multiple people she wants to take my V card. Badly. Problem solved, right? The issue is we've hung out, and I'm not really into her. I love this. Not that I don't find her attractive. I'm just not attracted.
He's so nice.
He's very nice. I always wanted the first time to be with someone I had a connection with, which is probably silly, but it has always been my belief. My entire chapter is trying to pressure me into doing it because virgins are lame and not frat. But I didn't see this as what the big deal is. Not the sex part. I'm sure that's great and all, but I'm really not that much less of a man or friend brother as a result. I told myself I wanted to lose it before the freshman year ended, and going from my left hand to the real thing sounds pretty amazing. Kid's a lefty. And it's not that I don't want to have sex with someone. I just don't want to be with someone I don't trust. I'm probably a giant pussy, but in reality, all the porn in the world can't keep this from scaring the shit out of me. Would love some advice in the right direction. So what do you think?
I think he sounds like an amazing person.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think it's awesome. Yes.
He's got to get some women to listen to this podcast.
Listen.
And hear what the great guy is.
First of all, the thing is, if he does... From what it sounds like, if he does hook up with the 775,
yeah.
First of all, if you're really this concerned about it, wait for like a 998. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like go for the good one.
Go for the gold.
Yeah, and fuck everybody else and what they think. Really, yeah. Truly, this is silly.
This is like
high school pressure.
Well, this happens in fraternities a lot, is that you get like a rep for one thing because it's easy to just make that. I remember I did this. I've done these videos. I would go to events acting like the biggest frat guy that a frat dude goes to. Mm-hmm. I went to the Carolina Cup one year, and I was at the Carolina Cup, and I was interviewing these three guys, and it's in the video. You can see it. I'm like, what's his nick? They call him Tebow. They were calling this one guy Tebow, after Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got it right away. I was like, oh, because he's a virgin. And right. They're like, yeah! And you could just tell... That was this kid's whole life.
Yeah.
Was that he's the virgin.
Tim Tebow is an incredibly fucking successful guy. Yeah. So let's keep that in mind. Tebow's not really worthy of being made fun of. People make fun of him for that. He's a fucking football player. Like, it's amazing.
But this is where, you know, dudes are going to give you shit wherever they can. And this happens to be his thing.
You know what he could also do, too? Be like, yep, totally fucking nailed her.
And just tell everyone.
Just lie. Why don't you just be a liar?
Be a liar.
Who cares?
I think that gives more problems than solutions. Then everyone's like, he fucked you? And then she's like, what the fuck?
No. And what he should do is he should be like, no, I totally like just took advantage. She was wasted and I just did it. Because you guys were all pressuring me. So essentially, yeah. I had no choice.
Now
so
they're I complicit took in the crime.
That's right.
Yeah. So you guys are accomplices in this investigation.
That's right. They're encouraging him.
I think the move is to not fuck this chick. Obviously, he doesn't want
to. No, he doesn't want to. First of all, if she's also slutty, God forbid this guy, something happens and he gets some shit from her. That would just be horrible.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he like gets like AIDS? Can you imagine like he goes and decides to do it? And he's like, I got to lose it. And then he's like, guys, I have AIDS. Like that's his big... announcement. It would be so horrible.
Then he has to go to the doctor's like, how did it happen? Well, everyone in my fraternity.
They call him Captain AIDS. Like that's
now it's his new thing. It's the worst explanation to how'd you get AIDS? Well, everyone in the fraternity was pushing me to have sex for the first time.
I did it. And this is what happened.
And now I'm pretty big on the AIDS thing.
They start calling him Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Philly boy. Yeah. This is the worst. Let me tell all the virgins out there, okay? You don't realize how much you don't want to have sex with someone until right after you've had sex with someone.
How was your first time?
I've told the story. I can't go into it again. Okay. But
I'll tell you mine. I didn't know
how
much.
How old were you?
I was actually 20 because I didn't do it until I was in college. I went to Catholic school.
I was 19. Okay. I was in college.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did it. I remember this guy. Oh, I want to say his name so bad. Whatever, his name is Pat Mills. And he used to say it though, Pat Mills. He was so boring, but he's really cute. But then I didn't know anything about lubrication. Like, okay. I didn't have any idea.
I still don't,
about,
but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's why guys in porn now just spit on chicks because they can't actually make them wet.
Hawk and loogies.
And that's something we should discuss, by the way, some porn stuff. But so it really fucking hurt. And then he pulled the classic, like, never talk to me again.
Really?
Oh, fuck, that sucks.
And did you feel, I mean, did you put it it on a pedestal, kind of like, I mean,
yeah,
it sounds like
I
this
was
is
like,
important.
Oh my God, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, I did it. And this is not that great. Like, yeah. it's really disappointing. Like, I think, you know what? Fuck that. This guy has certain principles. You do you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what anybody else says because it doesn't matter.
He's got to laugh off the joke. I mean, be above the joke. The joke
absolutely.
Is, I mean, it's cool that your buddies give you shit because that's what guys do. But he should just be like, listen, like anytime they make fun of it, be like, yeah, I'm a virgin. I'm actually never going to have sex.
But what's
like,
interesting
just make
is,
fun of it.
What's interesting is it's actually by choice,
yeah.
which is much more powerful than
totally.
Someone who just can't get laid.
This will end up getting him laid, not having sex with this
absolutely.
Girl. If he's just like, listen, you're cool, but I'm just not into it. I'm going to move on my way. Now you are upping yourself. You've actually increased the cost of the meat.
Because now the girl who every guy wants to fuck is like, all right, that girl's being rejected.
Yeah, yeah, and the girl that will go with anybody, it's like, yeah, I could get with her, but I don't want to. The virginity, now the virginity becomes like you've heightened the preciousness of it. Now that maybe another girl comes out of the woodwork and she's a little more quiet, a little more classy about it and doesn't make it into this big thing and she's just like kind of seduces you. I think this can only work in your favor if you don't do it.
I agree.
And also, just listen to me. You're gonna come after that during that first time. And let me tell you something that you don't realize when you're a virgin is that cum comes out of you and all of a sudden your brain is like, you're an idiot. How could you do that? Where is this girl's father? What's her grandfather going to think about this? And then you're like, all these horrible thoughts come into your mind and you're like, oh, I am a man now.
I don't know if I agree with that situation, but I suppose...
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Veronica Mosey, at Veronica Mosey on Twitter, VeronicaMosey.com. Veronica, you're a mother.
I talked
about this. Yes. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
What are you expecting?
God, I hope that I just get a gift, which is I can go do shit by myself. That's what I really want.
Alone time.
Alone time.
That's what every mother wants.
I just
want
to go to a mall. And just shop.
Just walk with your own thoughts.
Yes.
And this is
have
really,
sex with a virgin.
There.
Fuck yeah.
Get at Veronica on Twitter. This is it. this is why this is the perfect gift. I forget when Mother's Day is every year.
And you have to remember.
You have to remember.
Moms
you gotta
do lots of shit for you. I know moms are annoying. They can be so annoying. But you
yeah.
don't understand, dude. Like, even just pulling a fucking stroller up the stairs, you're like, you fucking hate everybody.
Everybody.
You don't even understand how hard it is.
It's the worst
it
job
is.
In the world.
It is.
That's
it
what
is.
Every mom. That's what Oprah said, right? It's the worst job in the world.
Yes.
Well, listen, Mother's Day is May 8th. I'm doing you guys a huge favor, okay? I know it sneaks up on you every single year, but look, you've still got enough time to order mom the best flowers of her life. Flowers are good.
Flowers are good.
Because that's like
classic.
Hey,
it's classic.
Acknowledgement.
Yes.
And then no child there to bother her.
That's right. That and a photo. I'm telling you, print out a photo of when you were a little kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get like a bazillion frat guys to do that. Your moms will cry and they'll give you money. That's what it's about.
This is all. So Mother's Day is about getting money for yourself. Okay,
it is. It's very selfish.
So you want to get money for this summer when you're trying to bone chicks? You got to send the flowers, and it's May 8th. It's coming up, and here's where you got to go. Books.com. That's BOUQS.com. Books flowers are, in a word, gorgeous. They're better. They're flown. The Books flowers are grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a fucking volcano. That matters. This
it
matters.
Does matter.
You got listen. You got to sell the sizzle. You got to have a story for this gift. If you want the money this summer that your mom's going to give you, you got to tell her about this volcano that you climbed to get her flowers. So blooms are larger, colors are more vibrant. It's a better soil and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet. Order from Books.com today, because if you wait until the last second, you're going to get second-rate flowers. You're going to have like you're going to have to show up at her doorstep with some bullshit excuse for why you didn't do anything. Just get it done right now. Go online right now. Go to Books.com. Your mom will know that they are shitty flowers. You need to go get the good ones. Now listen, you go to Books. Prices start at a mere $40. No upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Books. Listeners of our show, here's where the Jew gives you a deal. Save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. 20 fucking percent, people. Just go to Books.com, enter promo code TFM. That's promo code TFM. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com, promo code TFM. Books.com, promo code TFM. Go use it. You get 20% off. You're welcome. Okay? Go get your Mother's Day gift. Don't fuck this up.
Don't fuck it up.
That's the thing. Don't be that guy. I had a high school coach. That was his big thing. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
So you got a brother or sister? Don't be that sibling.
That just remember that you split your mother's vagina in half by coming out.
Is that a real thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, Jesus. It's a fucking big ass thing coming out.
It is. Oh, I can't believe you guys have to deal with that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy Roenick here. Are you a hockey fan? Do you like interviews with some of the biggest names in sports? Then we are the podcast for you. It's the Roenick Life Podcast with J.R. and Jaffe. Join me and Billy Jaffe each week as we give you our takes and opinions on the NHL and just about everything else in between. We'll talk hockey a lot, but we even may dip into other sports, politics, and entertainment. Nothing is off limits. It's Roenick Life Podcast with J.R. and Jaffe. New episodes publish every Tuesday morning. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and we are now on Spotify. Don't miss it.
No lady boner. Hey, Rockstar Cockstar. I'm in need of your assistance. Oh, this is a female email. Oh. We have some music. Did we add cats into that?
There's like a leopard or some kind of panther
that's
or something.
Great.
Yeah.
Chick
or he
email.
Just, he could just combine the words and call it a female.
My coworker always has friends stopping by work, all of whom I, of course, treat nicely. One such friend, let's call him Al, apparently asks after me. Asks after me? Where did she write this from? The 1920s?
What's he asked after me.
He came for my hand in vagina. Al is a nice, quiet 767.
Okay.
Okay, face, body, personality, 767. Not a bad rating for an 856. However, I have no interest in Al. When I picture his cock in my mouth, I do not get a lady boner. Yes, that's a quite... I like the thought of thinking about a guy being like, cock and mouth? No, not into it.
Not into it.
Like testing it like an ice cream
shop. I've never
shop.
Looked at a guy and thought that. This is where the generation thing, I think, is.
Is this where it's
happening?
In?
Yes.
This is a powerful 2016 woman. This
yes.
Is,
yes.
Yesterday, Al.
2017. She's that fucking powerful.
Yeah, she's already in the future. Yesterday, Al stopped by and he said he'd like to get a drink with me. I panicked and said, "Sure, sounds like fun." I thought maybe he wants to have a friendly drink until I got a text saying, if you're not busy, it'd be great to see you this weekend. Perhaps I'm reading too much into that, but in my experience, that kind of talks means sexy times are ahead. Oh, yikes. Fortunately, my weekend is already packed, so I didn't have to lie, but I don't know how to proceed. I don't think I should slow fade him because I'll probably see him at work again. Normally, with a nice guy of this rating, I'd gladly fucking duck. But since he's in my work circle, I don't think that's a good idea. So questions. Should I clarify my intentions before we hang out or play it by ear? What's the best way to reject a guy? Like if he leans in for a kiss, do I just say no thank you or I'm sorry we must have crossed wires? For future reference, what should my response have been when he initially asked when I know from the get-go that I don't want a bone? Thank you for the giggles. Your podcast is the right amount of advice and advice. A lady in waiting who's not hating. I like that email.
I like it too. I think this is the problem with dating these days is that nobody is honest. Just be honest. Just say, look, you can be honest and you can do a little white lie, which will make the blow a little less, you know, harsh. Where you could say, you know what, I just got out of something. I'm just not feeling it. I just don't want to date anybody, to be honest with you. I'm really flattered, but I think at this time I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, look, that's better to me than you going out with this dude knowing you don't like him, and then he's got to look like a bigger asshole when he tries. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. I'm dealing with this a little bit right now, and I like this email because it's a lot of issues that are, you know, especially for women, like they're so afraid of being mean to a guy, and I get that, but you got to be a little bit mean. And
I think it's not being, but it's not being
it's
mean.
It's not being mean.
Being in control of yourself. That's what it is. It's just being more businesslike.
Yes.
You know, you just say, I'm just not, you know, at this time, I'm just not dating anybody.
You got to think of every guy as this wild animal that just has no control.
He's more like a toddler, actually.
A toddler.
I think that's
He's
more
a toddler that's just going to try and suck at your nipples at any chance to get that milk.
Yes.
And the toddler needs to be told no. And a stern no. And this guy, nice guy, good for him. She's afraid, and I hate when girls do this because she's like, oh, I'll get the drink with you, even though I don't want
to. Yeah, so he's going to pay for her drink and then be confused as to why.
Yeah, if a guy asks you out for drinks alone, that means he has some sort of interest in you.
Yeah, I've had this situation happen to me before.
You have?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I went out with a guy who I thought was, it was a long time ago when I was doing comedy writing, and I had this guy wanted to write with me. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we met at like a diner, and then we went out for a drink, and we were still writing some stuff, but then he like tried to hold my hand, and I was like, oh, you know, and I was like, I had a boyfriend, but I legit didn't know that he, I was just stupid.
And I think you weren't stupid though. Like, you know, it does.
Well, I think
guys
men don't
up.
Ask women to hang out unless they want to fuck them, right? I mean, am I wrong about
You're
that?
You're not wrong. Guys don't, here's what guys don't do. They don't come up to you with like, excuse me, miss, I'd like to go get a drink with you. Like, it's not as proper as this.
Right.
If you end up, you know, if he's like, oh yeah, we're all going to go do this thing. It's not like a, this seems like an actual.
Ask out.
He asked you out. He got up the courage. He did the right thing. He did the classy thing. And that's nice. That's good. And you're not into it. And that's okay. And you can say, and I do think a lie is, you gotta
absolutely
lie into honesty.
White lie.
Lie, you know,
white lie.
But it's okay. And it takes two to be rejected. So like what I'm saying is he might not get it, but there, you ever tell someone like as much truth as you can and they just don't let you off the hook?
Sure.
And it's, that's the thing. He's got to let you off the hook at a certain point.
Well,
so,
if she's not honest with him, then he won't be able to know how to handle it. He's going to feel like a complete douchebag.
You have to tell enough lies where you've written enough lies on the wall that you can go at a certain point, you go, look at the wall, buddy.
True.
All this wall says is I don't want to fuck you.
Yes.
And you know, and I got to a point, I was texting with this girl and like we made out, and then we were texting for a while cuz I was out of town. And then I was like, and then she was like, "Let's do like a, are you going to ask me out or what?"
Ugh.
And like kind of
don't
that,
do that.
And
girl.
I was just like,
don't
"Yeah."
Do that.
And I was like, "Listen, I and everything I was doing was like, I'm getting the text along because I'm like, hey, let's meet up later this Wednesday. Or let's meet up later this Friday.
Were you being very vague on purpose?
Being vague on purpose because I was like, I just want to be in
you
a vague.
You want to be able to have an out.
Well, I also want to be in a vague relationship. You know, so I'm looking, you know, the relationship someone wants is as much as they're putting into
that's
the planning.
Right. That's actually really good advice, especially for my girls. You have to learn this stuff. It's like, if a guy is not asking you out, if a guy is not saying like formal, let's go get dinner, let's whatever, then he's not interested.
He's interested in the effort he's putting in.
Right.
So, you know, it's effort, it's, you know, cause and effect. So like if I'm texting, I'm like, hey, let's go maybe this Friday I'm free. Maybe this Friday I'm free and maybe, you know, let's get together that night and see what happens. That is me saying,
I'm not that interested.
I'm looking to fuck.
Right.
That's me. That's me saying, that's me writing on the wall, Jared's not looking to put in too much effort. And then there was a course of the text was like, we started getting towards like, what are you like?
Looking for?
Like, are you looking at a date? And I was like, you know, it's that's a tough thing for me to answer. I can't just be like, and we all want to be human beings. So I can't just text this person.
Not
I wanna
you.
I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
But I will never, you know, I just want to fuck.
Right.
I can't say this dick's got to come.
Right.
You know, like, so, and you know,
the whole thing is you can always lie and say, no, I'm really not interested in dating right now. Then if you happen to meet the woman of your dreams in 2 days, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
And then you sound like the asshole.
No. What I'm saying is that you've covered the territory. You've said at this moment at 2:30, whatever it is.
On a Thursday.
I am not interested in dating.
But
I could change my mind in 15 minutes. But at this moment, that is my feeling with this person.
Well, that's the thing. I got to a point where I actually said, okay, let's go out on this night. And then we got to the thing and I was like, if we go out, I actually did the math in my head. I was like,
if we
go out on this Wednesday, we're going to have sex and then I will have actively lied to this person because I went on a date that was the effort that should be put into being in a relationship.
With somebody you're not interested in.
With someone that I'm not interested in being in a relationship with. So
yes.
I will have led this person on. So what I'm saying to her is kind of the same position that I was in, where she's in a position where it's like, yeah, I'll go on the for drinks. And it's like, no, that's the effort that a girl puts in when she wants to be courted by a guy.
Right, yeah.
So from the get-go, she should have said, listen, just like you said, white lie, hey, I'm real busy this week, maybe another time. And then he'll ask you again.
And then you can say, you know what? I think this time I should have been more. You can always say this. This is a good one. I should have been more honest with you before.
Yes.
You always say that line because you know what? That's a very it's letting someone down gently, and it's also putting the blame on you, which is nobody can be pissed at you for saying that. So I would do that. I would say I should have been more honest with you before. I definitely think the getting out of something thing is a good one.
But just don't go on it just to be nice because you're not being nice. You're being a lot more of a liar.
She's
than the
trying
white
to
lie.
Be nice. No. I get what she's doing. She's trying to be nice, but at the end of the day, the nicest thing to do is to let this guy go gently.
And also the best way to reject a guy is to just fucking stop texting with them.
Yeah.
Stop. Just disappear. And I know you think it's an asshole, but here's every guy is just like, you know, we're just ravenous.
True.
And we have such huge egos that any amount of contact with us means that you want me.
No, because she could say.
The biggest swinging dick in town.
No, she could say. You know, look, I'm not interested in dating anyone right now.
So let's say
by a text.
If she said that to me, I'm not interested in dating someone right now, I would text back, cool. And then 2 weeks later, 3 a.m., what do? You go out tonight? And then if she writes back, nah, I'm just at home. Okay, she wants it, but not tonight.
Nice.
You know, that's how much an idiot I am. So don't even, and then, so expect the follow-up text. Expect him to ask you out again. And just don't respond. Go away. That's the only way because you can't, you got to, you know, this is a.
I think she can just avoid it by being honest. I'm sorry. I don't agree with this. Don't ghost him.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more. Then we'll go to some hypotheticals in the news. Veronica, this has been awesome. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you.
You have these choices, okay? Girlfriend problems. Post-grad living situation.
I don't know. Boring.
Okay. Senior girl in high school needs your help.
Okay. Let's do that one.
And it's signed a thirsty senior girl. This is a high school email.
High school emails. Oh, that's cute.
Hey, J-Train. A double whammy. Hey, J-Train, the podcast is fucking hilarious. It's senior spring, and all I do is catch up on your shows because I'm not doing shit anymore. So here's my problem. I've known this guy for almost a year. I've met his entire extended family and have even stayed with them for a sports competition. He was pretty flirty and touchy when we first met, but then he stopped. He only texts me when he needs help, never to do anything else. We are working together this summer, and I will see him at sports competitions in college. How do I get him to see me as more than just a friend? At least a friends with benefits. It's not like I haven't tried anything at sports. I always get dressed and undressed in front of him and am in his orbit. I would say I'm a 988.
I like the confidence.
I love it. This shit came in flying. Now, not really looking for a relationship, but trying to see that D that he brags about so often. If that doesn't work out, though, he's got a pretty hot friend I'd like to go for. Any tips? A thirsty senior girl. This girl is DTP.
Wow. I would say... just ask him flat out.
Yeah.
Would you ever want to fuck? I mean, I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to judge your age. Look, I mean, this is the way things
you are
now.
You are literally delivering a miracle to a lucky high school boy.
I am. I'm giving it
Can
to
you. Can
you
imagine?
Do you understand? Yeah, but then there, that's the situation. Like, stop trying to drop hints and whatever, you know, just say, do you want to get together and fuck tonight? Do it. Just go for it. I know I'm giving the
just
worst
get
advice.
Out of
I have
your
a daughter
system.
Too. This is terrible. But I never understand when women are like, I can't get laid. I'm like, dude, you could get laid. You could hook up with the hottest guy.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling was fucking outside and you were like, hey, you want to go fuck?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's what's gonna happen. More than likely.
I think as far as like, you know, she's young and this is the safest person you could ever have that relationship with. Like this is a friend of her family. She said he's hung out with the entire extended family. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
like,
that makes me think that she's, if she does it with him, she's gonna be interested in more than just a friends with
this
benefits.
This is one thing that I kind of want to press on is she, Girls do this all the fucking time. I've met his entire extended family.
Yeah, what's the difference?
That cares? Doesn't make a fucking... I've dated so many girls. I have a lot of girlfriends that are always like, but I met his family. I'll introduce you to whoever the fuck I want.
It doesn't matter.
My dad's trying to get me laid as much as I'm trying to get me laid. That doesn't mean that I fucking upsold you.
Yeah.
You know, just I'll introduce you to my grandma.
This isn't like the Amish country where once you meet the family, you're getting married.
You're in.
That's it.
And yes, there are family meetings where they are more important. Like, oh, you're coming home for the holiday. Like, but those are set out.
And that's an event where you're spending all this time, like, in this special time together.
I swear to God, girls will grab onto these little, details that literally mean nothing to a guy and say, well, that's the reason.
Yeah,
he has to be into me. I met a third cousin.
Yeah.
No, that third cousin I made out with once.
She just should go for somebody else. If you're a 998?
Yeah, she's crushing it.
998, so then...
I do like the idea of like being open, honest, direct. And she's probably afraid to do that because like there's some embarrassment involved with that. But in the scheme of life, you're just a chick that's... Like if he went to any other of his friends and was like, yo, even if you're a 775, like, you know, let's... Even if you're not the 998 you profess yourself to be.
Right.
If I went to my buddies in high school and I was like, look, you know Elaine? Yeah, Elaine, the one without a foot. Yeah, Elaine with no foot. Footless Elaine. Yeah, she's smelly. Yeah, footless, smelly Elaine. That's the one, not the other Elaine. You know the Elaine I'm talking about. Yeah, she just came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to fuck me? And I said no. And my buddies would be like, are you fucking serious? You idiot.
Yeah, you could have fucked
You could have fucked that nub, smelly chick, and you would have been awesome. You would have gotten blowjobs. She would have done anything. That's the thing. Like, this is unexplainable. The no. If you just, because this is why I love the advice. If he says no to you, it's unexplainable to his buddies. He just can't. It doesn't matter how good looking, bad looking you are.
Well, it's also too. If she is a 998, then he's going to have a lot of spending.
Yeah, then he's like, okay, listen, maybe he's not looking at you getting undressed for a reason.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The not like she's getting changed in front of him. He might be misreading that as she's so comfortable in front of me. We're like brother and sister
kid
type
brother
of thing.
Syndrome. Right. Yeah.
He might be reading that completely wrong.
Maybe she should start masturbating the next time she
These athletic shorts are tight on my skin. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Veronica, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
Thank you. So much fun.
So fun. So funny. All of you go support, follow, and find Veronica Mosey @VeronicaMosey on Twitter, veronicamosey.com. Go check her out. She's fantastic. We're going to be right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Chris @Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on Stand Up New York Labs Network. Veronica, thank you for coming on. This is great.
You're welcome. I had so much fun.
We were just talking about porn.
Yes, porn.
It just came up during the break.
It did.
And it's ruining people's sex lives. There was an article, though, that I saw about this.
Well, we talked about it on, I don't know if it was last episode or whatever, but Utah, the governor's trying to get rid of it. He's trying to, like, limit the amount of porn that they have. Yeah.
It's funny because I actually think it's sort of not a bad idea. I think definitely there should be a way to check in. Like, I think that, like, they should have categories like 15-year-olds or, like, 13-year-olds are allowed to see, like, fuzzy footage with boobs flashing once in a while, right?
Yeah,
maybe
there
just,
is
like,
no...
a random shot of a puss, but just a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah.
With lots of hair
on it. Well, that's the thing. Growing up, there was that.
That's right. So I'm saying that's what the porn category should be now. Like a child, like, you know, between like 13 and 15, let's say, that's all you can see. Because you have to keep that kind of like, whoa,
the
boobs.
Mystery, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, for me, like, you know, the only, you know, I remember like one summer, some kid brought out a porno and we're all looking at it like, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
couldn't
crazy.
Believe it. You know, it was
Do you remember
like,
what it was? Was it just regular sex?
It was just regular. It was what was it called? I don't even remember.
What do you mean?
Like, remember those barely legal magazines?
Yeah.
That was like what we would have. And then I just remember looking at that and being like, it was like a world that like was so far beyond me. Now you just go online and you're like, okay, let's just let's go look at this midget thrown into a vagina, you know?
Yeah. And I think the thing is, like, people are finding that they can't, well, they say that erectile dysfunction is up among college.
And it's related.
pun intended.
And it's related to the porn.
Yeah, because guys are whacking off so hard to this, like, crazy shit that nothing satisfies them anymore. So then they have to look at more crazy crap. And they're like, that's why we're getting, like.
This is why I've reverted to still images.
I think still, that's, well, you know, yeah, look, it's hard for me to find what turns me on. I'm really specific.
I'm whacking off to the Forever 21 website.
GIFs. That's something that I've actually started working with recently. Yeah, it's like, it's not exactly a picture, but it's like just a quick, you know, it's 15 seconds.
Like
I mean, it'll like loop. Yeah, so it's like, gives you a little something, but, you know.
We have some kind of, we have some hypotheticals that could relate to this, I think.
Great.
Let's do. Okay. Dear Sir Excellence J Train.
Wow.
Would you rather be a woman who has a lesbian pulls the hottest chicks imaginable? So you're a lesbian woman, and he writes, I'm talking 10-10-10s, or be a dude that can only bang 5-5-5s for the rest of your life. So basically, what's more important, pulling gorgeous tang or keeping your dick? So we could do the
for me personally? For,
yeah.
I don't, that's a weird question.
These are all very weird.
I need the dick.
I need the dick.
But then she could always wear like a super strap on.
Yeah. And those are getting more and more realistic.
They are more realistic, but I'm not into puss. So it's not, yeah.
So you'd be.
I guess I would rather be with 5-5-5s.
The dude that gets.
I guess if I were a dude.
It's a tough question.
A very weird question for me.
For a female to answer. I guess I would be.
She was asking you. Anyway.
I'm the lesbian. Getting 10-10-10s.
Yeah, why? Who cares? Why not? Because you're going to be a lesbian, so what do you care?
It's my brain.
Right.
Yeah. If you have a lesbian brain, then yeah, it'd be the 10s.
Yeah.
How about this one? Okay. I like this one. Papa JT and friends. Here's a little scenario for you. You're out at the bar trying to wrangle in a slam piece. You're drunk, so let's call her an 888. She agrees to go home with you, but only if you invite another guy because she wants to be Eiffel Towered. These get very specific.
Yes,
this sloppy drunk bitch wants the devil's three-way. You obviously agree to her terms because the strong medium ain't sucking itself. Here's where it gets tricky. The only other people that will agree to join your shenanigans are your dad, the homeless guy out front of the bar, and a porn star. Just to clear some things up, dad is single for whatever reason. The homeless guy is just your basic vagabond, but he smells, and the porn star is likely to crush your ego with his amazing stamina and Thor hammer of a cock. Who do you choose? Sincerely, Mark. Sup, man, Sam, you witty bastard.
Oh, hi. How you doing, bud?
Even producers need a little nut feathering from time to time. So
I'll take it.
Let's do the female version of this.
First of all, I have to say you're very classy to use the phrase slam piece.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that. That's how my husband got me.
Yeah, he was like.
That's what he called me. He still calls me that. Hey, slam piece.
What up? That's
nice.
Can we need some milk?
One of my really good friends, she's a girl, she would always use the phrase slam pig. Like she would call people slam. And I'm like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Just stop
gives me
doing
chills.
That. Yeah, it's like, makes me uncomfortable.
Slam pig, for whatever reason, just makes me think of like, ugh, like.
Well, I've thought of like three-way stuff. I've never done that. It would have to be somebody really hot for me.
So you would want the hotter, like if you had to choose
a female.
My
husband actually told me, he said, I wouldn't mind having another man fuck you and watch that.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
how did you deal with that?
I was like, yeah, no. the reality, I know people, married couples who have decided to bring other people in and do all this swinger stuff. And it's always a fucking disaster.
It always
is. Yeah, because they're always like, oh, it's a limited time. We're only going to do this now. Ha ha ha. And then all of a sudden the husband's texting the other chick and
fucking her
on the side and vice versa. You know, it's so, yeah, I'm never into that stuff, especially if you're in a committed relationship. I think it's too crazy. Like, you cannot control your mind.
Yeah, that shit's
got to
be porn related too, right? Like the idea that desire is coming in. Like you see that stuff and you're like, well, maybe it'd be interesting. But
I'd like
not
to
in
see,
real
yeah,
life.
Dude,
you know?
I mean,
I'd like to see how like a person in the 1950s would respond. Like they don't even know that this option exists. Like I feel like sometimes we only know about these options because.
Well, I think we don't see much, but I mean, if you can find like vintage porn, there's like porn from like the 20s and 30s. Yeah. Crap. Where you're like, they're lifting up layers and layers and layers and layers and layers. And then they get to their vagina.
The Russian doll of clothing.
Yeah.
But if I was to invite another man for the devil's three-way and it's between my dad, the vagabond, and a porn star. I'm going with the porn star.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Wait, can I ask you, have you guys done this three-way stuff with another dude?
No.
No, I haven't.
See, that's, I think, can we talk about this for a second? Is it weird to have your balls hitting another dude's balls? That's what I don't understand.
Well, the idea is not the Eiffel Tower idea is that you've separated yourself as much as humanly possible, literally as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, but then just looking at your friend.
It's just looking in the eye. That's what makes you hard, though. No.
Learning something about Jet Train here.
Well, I'm just saying, I've never had the need for that. It does feel, and
I think the girls, look, porn has made it extremely popular, but women who try that stuff, I think you just end up feeling just rammed to death.
Yeah.
I think, I can't imagine how that would be.
It's a lot of thrusting.
Yeah, and no girl's ever, like, really, sorry to disappoint you guys, but no girl's ever like, I want 15 cocks in my mouth, right, and 20 in my asshole, like,
are they cool with 14 and 19?
Well, here's the thing.
Ruin everything for us.
We're talking about porn. Like, remember when you're watching that, I bet there are girls out there that do want to do some of that stuff regardless of what's going on. But the girls you're watching in porn are getting paid to do
that. Yeah, that's right.
So that's a factor.
Like, it's like Star Wars. It's not real.
It's not real.
That's what you have to say. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Porn is a movie. But people are like, no, she really likes it. I'm like, well, for about $10,000, she really likes that. Yeah.
You figure out what you really like when rent is on the
line. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, I go with the porn star for this one specific reason. It's like having a coach in there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, it's like having like a pro. Like, wouldn't you want, like, it's like going to fantasy camp for fucking.
Right.
You know, it's like a day with the pros.
That's,
you know,
very,
he's like,
true.
He's like, listen, when I'm in scenes, here's something I do. Like, I'm sure he has little hot tips and takes.
Then you just be watching him the whole
time. I'd be like, oh, with a pad of paper and a pen just off in the corner. Oh, I like that move. Oh, look what he did with his left toe. Okay. If you have a hypothetical, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more hypothetical. I just like these.
Yeah.
Let's do, I like the hypothetical. Balding at 21 and basically bald by 25, or you have the same strong medium, but you're a 23 pump chump. Okay, so you're choosing between baldness and the idea that you have a fine penis, but you can only pump 23 times. So 23 times and you're done. You're the Michael Jordan of horrible bones.
You'd have to just
23 times. I feel like I could stretch that out.
Well, 23 times, then you're finished for the night.
You're done fucking
for the night.
For the night. So you know, this would be the choice between outer beauty and bedroom.
Yeah,
beauty.
But bald isn't that big of a deal anymore.
You could shave it.
My husband's bald and balding and he shaves his head and it looks great.
He shaves all the way.
Actually, your hair is not, you're not balding, but you're
no, right,
cut
yeah,
it
but
short.
I just shaved my head.
It looks
yeah.
good.
Right.
But let's Thanks. Say
if you had
let's
like
say,
a pointy head, then yeah, then
that
would
be a problem.
Yeah.
You don't know what's lying underneath
That's
everyone's
right.
head.
You don't.
Also, let's say you just have the classic bald. Classic
bald.
Costanza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's at 25.
You're not getting boned anyway.
You're not getting boned anyway. So I'm going with the 23 pumps.
Yeah, you. Yeah,
I can stretch that out. I'd be like, listen, let's take a break. 10 pumps in.
Well, right.
Let's have a cigarette.
Little foreplay. You do 11 pumps.
Yeah.
You go down on her. You do whatever.
Come back.
Yeah.
You'd start playing with the pumps.
Right.
Maybe just find someone who only wants 23 pumps.
Does that exist?
Sometimes when it's really late at night, yes. I'm always like, can we just get this over with?
You're on the clock. You have the watch out.
My husband and I do something called sleepy rapey sex.
What's that?
I'm sorry to say that word, but it's true. This is what happens. It's when I'm really tired and I have to get up with my baby. And so I just lay on my side and I'm like, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm really, I don't care.
You make it sound so hot.
It's so hot.
Just but then we have
like a,
over.
No, but then we have like
that's
a
how they
fantasy.
Have sex on my 600 pound life. It's like, okay, toss it over. Let me find the
but
hole.
It's true. It's very helpful. I think women should be more down with this.
Yeah.
If you're in agreement, then I just pretend.
I think
to
we need
be,
a new marketing like, name, but I think. Sleepy rapey
yeah, let's
sex.
Cut rapey out.
Don't think that's taken off on Jezebel.
No, no, but only if you're married.
Yeah, this is a married thing. Let's go to the news.
So this relates to I guess it was last week or the week before, but it was the guy that got pissed off that he took the girl on a date. She didn't want to sleep with him, and he was texting her and being like, what the fuck?
So we talked about this. We talked about this on the last episode.
I guess, yeah.
So I've gotten a couple emails asking about how much, if you should be mad, how much money should you put into dates to know you're going to get laid? And I was like,
there's no figure. That's ridiculous.
No, that's just such a rapey question.
It is. It is.
Right. Yeah.
It's horrible. So there's a follow up?
Well, it's the shoes on the other foot. A young lady went on a date with a guy, and she's upset that they didn't have sex, and she's annoyed for different reasons why the effort that she put in.
What's she annoyed
about? So she texts him. She goes, "Can I ask you something?" And he goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Why didn't we have sex last night?" And he's like, "I'm not really sure. It just didn't feel like it. That bad?" And she goes, "It kind of pisses me off because I took a good 2 hours out of my time to get all ready, shave my legs and whatnot. I'm actually super fucking pissed I wasted 2 hours of my life getting ready for nothing."
She really knew how to de-sexify sex.
Yes.
"I was shaving. I wiped my ass."
She was a hairy
ass.
Beast before that.
Yeah.
"I had diarrhea and I took a
People
Tums,
need to stop getting like, angry at each other for not having sex. Also, sometimes you just can't, it doesn't happen. Like, do you want to force the other person to have sex with you?
Also, women get so offended when men turn down sex. It's like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, it does feel weird. I will say that because you're built up your whole life that you're this
that
desirable object. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, what's happening?
Yeah, and sometimes you just don't want to get out of bed and do that. You know, like sometimes you just don't want to like put the effort in.
Sure.
And it's the same, you know, women get super offended. Yeah, exactly. It's built up your whole life and all that stuff. But I just this whole idea of like you're owed something is insane to me.
Yeah, of course.
Is it? And yeah. I do understand. You're like, well, I spent this much money, or I
the
put
guy was
in this
also,
much time.
He was at the bunny ranch. That's the problem. He was like, wait a minute, one's gonna have sex with me.
That's
like,
how you know you're undesirable.
He's completely
when you pay
undesirable.
For it, and they're like, ah, no, but thank you for the money. Any more stories?
Yeah, we got one more. Let's get into this. We're talking about porn. We might as well get into it. Female Ted Cruz lookalike has been offered $10,000 by X Hamster, which I think you have mentioned before.
That's my site of choice.
There you go. For a sex tape.
God, I think, Ted Cruz looks like a woman anyway.
Have you seen the picture of
this
woman?
Here, I can get the picture.
You gotta see it.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that people want her to fuck on camera.
Well, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand how the mechanics of the sex tape
would
work.
This proves that porn has gone too far. Like, we are just looking
for $10,000 for 6 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, we are looking for novelties at this point. We're like, let me just see Ted Cruz fuck a dude.
Ugh.
You know, like, I don't know where this gets us except to, like, I don't know where this gets anyone hard.
I don't know.
I guess it's just being made to fuck with Ted Cruz at a certain point.
Probably, yeah.
I love that.
So would that be kind of gay porn then?
I mean, it sucks for her. Can you imagine that you just go through life and like no one tells you?
Someone's like, you know who you look like?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you're like Carmen Electra? Are you like, oh, do I look like, you know, somebody super hot?
Yeah.
You look like Ted Cruz.
Oh, it's like, what a bummer.
That is such a bummer.
Because everyone thinks they look one celebrity better looking than they do. Like I did a show once and there was a guy in the front and I was like, oh, you look like the guy from The Commish. Michael Chiklis. I was like, oh, you know, Michael Chiklis, he's in The Commit. He was in Fantastic Four, like, you know, The Shield. And the guy's like, nah. I go, what celebrity do you get? And he goes, Vin Diesel. I'm like, no, come on, buddy.
That's just a slight difference.
Yeah, that's literally up the scale a little bit. And I think no one really tells you what they think you look like until they tell you you look like someone.
Right.
Because it's like you're getting to look into a mirror. And it's got to have been devastating for this woman to be like...
Wait, did they say to her, you look like Ted Cruz, therefore we want you to do this porn?
Became
here's
like
what
an
happened.
Internet
she was on Maury Povich for a different reason. She was trying to get her fiance
classy
to prove
broad.
That... Well,
obviously.
She's a 20, you know, she's 21 years old. She didn't know who Ted Cruz was.
I could have assumed that.
But anyway, she was trying to get a paternity results or whatever to prove that she had her fiance's baby. That was the case. And now they're both going to be in the sex tape.
We got a couple of bad news for you. He is not the father and you look like a dude.
Oh my God.
I got a couple of things. Yeah. I didn't even come here for this. Well, now you did, Ted. It's so insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
Well, Chris, thank you for bringing the news.
Sure.
That was great. At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on Stand Up New York Labs Network. Veronica, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
That
I had
was
such a great time.
So much fun.
I hope I helped.
You were great. You had the motherly touch that we needed
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys should all go get involved with Veronica, veronicamosey.com, at Veronica Mosey on Twitter. I'm Jared Fried. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. You can send in your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. So please tell your friends, get involved, and subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next episode. Boom.